Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims hair loss solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride, minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, no insurance is needed. And one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports. That's Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports for your personalized hair loss options. Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. They're sleepy time gummies. Knock me out in about 15 minutes flats. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything: immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Now would have been a great weekend to do it. Crushed it across the board. Justin Rose, first round leader. 100 paid off at $6,000. That's Rory McIlroy, 200.
went in, that paid off at another 1,200 there, and then Patrick Reed, top 20 there, paid off. It's what, 2-1, something like that.
Fuck if I know.
I know. There was just so much money in the account. I was like, holy shit! It was fantastic. Great Masters, blast to watch. I didn't think Rory would hold on.
It was about to be a Greek tragedy.
It sure was. It was about to be. Really, really looks like it.
It would be an epic collapse. It'd probably be one of the all times, especially after he put that ball in the water on 13.
Yep.
Because we thought we were in the clear after 12.
Yes.
You know, he gets past that par three. You're like, all right, he's got two par fives. Like, he's got a 4-stroke lead. He can't possibly fuck this up.
Uh-huh.
And he did.
Yeah.
And he did.
And it went to a playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And the playoff, luckily, he won. If he would have lost that, I would have felt horrific for him. I wanted him to win. I did.
I did, too. Once Ludwig was out, obviously, you know, my sweet, sweet boy.
Yeah.
When he ejected on 17 and 18, and it was clear that it was between Rory and Rose, I'm like, yeah, you can't have Rosie take this from us.
No. No. Golf needed it. Ratings were through the roof. Everybody was watching. And it felt like the old days for the first time in a long time in golf. You had all the top guys at the top of the leaderboard.
Rob watched an entire round.
Watched the whole fucking day. I watched a lot of Saturday, and then I watched literally every hole of Rory's on Sunday.
I watched a few holes myself.
Yeah, and these are people who typically don't watch golf.
Oh, you're talking about golf.
Yeah, and that's what it's about. Like, if you have your superstars show up.
I actually liked it better that he didn't run away with it, that he didn't just blow the doors off.
I mean, he, like...
It kept everybody in it. Mm-hmm. It kept us all engaged.
He almost 10-cupped it there. You know what I mean? But then, you know, he makes these bad shots, 10-cup style, doubles down, is like, you know what, I'm going to crush this one, and he fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
15, yeah, where he wraps it around the tree.
God damn.
Oh, my God.
Sticks it to, like, four feet. Misses the eagle putt.
Yeah.
Still a beautiful shot on that one, though. I mean, just nice.
The one on 7, where he was, like, not necessarily, I guess he had already retaken the lead, but it was still kind of dicey.
He was talking to his caddy, Harry, who he's been best friends with since he was 7.
Yeah.
And hasn't won a major with him yet. So, like, he won his first 4 majors with another guy.
Okay. Mm.
Gets Harry on the bag. Harry's kind of gotten a bunch of shit for Rory's, like, failures.
Yeah.
And, he talks. He's like, no, I think I got a window. I'm going to go over this tree. I got this. And then that was insane.
Absolute insanity, that shot. The other interesting part I found about it was at the presser. They talked to Bryson first. Because he had a complete meltdown for the day. I mean, he played awful.
Yeah, I don't think it was as mental as it was physical. He didn't have a swing all week. He was on the range hitting like 300 balls a night.
He said he hit over 1,000 range balls.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane behavior.
That's a lot.
You're tiring yourself out.
Yes.
But he, you know, he competed with his, I don't know, C+, B- game.
Yeah.
Yep.
So props to Bryson. Bryson's just going to be in the mix, I think, for every major now.
I think so, too. The wild thing at the press conference was...
Maybe not the British Open.
What did Rory say to you during the round?
Nothing.
And he goes, we didn't talk once.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Tiger used to play.
That's what Tiger would do.
Yep.
But Rory is not Tiger Woods, right? Tiger Woods gets the lead, puts his fucking foot on your throat, never gives it up. That was his whole thing. I never blow a lead. And he's a psycho, right? Like, he's not necessarily the most human person.
No, I don't think he is a human.
I don't think Tiger is a human, though.
Yeah.
Rory, you can connect with. It's like, oh, dude, yeah. He's, like, nervous as hell.
Yep.
Has, you know, is starting to show it.
Yeah.
He's very open about being nervous.
He said that as well at the press conference afterward. He said, I was nervous the entire fucking day. He goes, every shot, like, I was nervous about it because you dream of this moment your entire life.
It's been building up for a decade.
Everybody keeps talking about it for over a decade. And he goes, dude, I don't care who you are. Yes, you're nervous on that final round. And he goes, in a way, that double bogey on 1 actually helped me calm my nerves because I remember Jon Rahm did it, he said, when he won the Masters that year.
He was also like a foot away from that being a perfect drive. Same with number 2, put it in the bunker.
Like 2
missed
feet
it
away.
By a foot.
I was going to say, the biggest thing with the nervousness was like his tee shots were mostly ass on Sunday.
You would think it would like give you more adrenaline to hit over the bunker.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But
too tight.
I mean, yeah, Rory recovered. It was just the entire round kind of was this just great representation of the last 10 years where it's just like he'd have the highest of highs, lowest of lows, couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Finally slams the door shut in the playoff because he has to just redo the exact same shot with the exact same club that he put in the bunker during the 72nd hole. So I don't know. It was fun. It was great to see him break down. Great to see emotion. I think it was good for everybody.
It was. And it was a great Sunday of Masters golf again. And it's one of those events where you can say, genuinely, it felt like everybody in the world was watching.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was a blast of a Masters. Hopefully the rest of the majors live up to this one, because this one was great to start off with. And then speaking of stars, Saturday night. UFC.
Well, wait, before we go on to that, what's the list of people that have the career Grand Slam now? It's only six people, right?
Six, but I really four, because the other two, like Hogan and Saracen, are...
It was pre-competition?
They're playing like plumbers and firemen. Mm.
Yeah. Like the goats are mowing the grass.
Yeah. Jack, Tiger, Rory, Gary Player.
I mean, there you go, right?
So where does that put him?
It doesn't matter if he wins again. In my opinion, he's one of the top 10 greatest of all time.
I think that's probably what
you got to call him, top 10.
Yeah.
Shit.
Here's the thing. He's only 34. He's a year older than me. Phil won his first major at 34.
Mm.
Phil has six majors. Rory has five.
Yeah.
So Rory has plenty of leeway. I feel like all the weight's off his shoulders now. The course fits for the rest of the majors this year. Mm. He might get in another one.
He looks like he's in the best shape I've ever seen him in.
He's won three times already.
You know what I mean? Like, he looks good. Not just like...
he's been great all year.
Mentally also looks good. You can see him make a mistake, and then instead of like shoulders go down, he's like, fuck you, and go and like leans into it. That's a different dude than we've seen in years past.
Yeah, it feels like he needs to have his back against the wall to hit the right shot.
Which is like a good closer if you're up four... Get ready for some walks, I guess.
That was 13, right? Like he lays up.
Yeah.
He hits that like just queefy chip into the creek. Yeah. But if he had to go for it, I think he would have hit like a perfect shot, which he did.
Maybe,
on 15.
Yeah. He should probably figure out a Jordan way of motivating himself, where it's all in your head and you're not actually creating the circumstance where you're going to die if you don't get it right, but whatever.
So he's also, he's now one away from 30 career PGA Tour wins, which would put him tied for 16th of all time in just PGA Tour.
And he's 34. He just turned 34, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got plenty of time.
He could be a top five all-time guy.
He's got plenty of time.
Cut two or three more major wins and 10 more tour victories.
He's got to clear a bunch of people, including somebody of his own generation. Brooks already has five as well. So I'm sure he'll be motivated. And now maybe this lights a fucking fire under Brooks' ass.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm tied now.
Wouldn't that be a good competition for the next 3 or 4 years, just watching those two go at it?
I'd especially love it if Brooks got out of Liv and was
well, they
was
hired him. I don't know if Rom
needs to as well. Yeah. Rom's just lost right now.
Yeah, he's got lost. He needs to switch out his wooden leg. I don't know if you saw... but Liv hired that woman from Bud Light.
I did, yeah.
The one from the Dylan Mulvaney shit.
Yep. Yep.
The Saudis hired this woman.
I love that. I hope she gets on and she's like, I just think it's time to sort of get away from Islam. I think the brand needs to kind of just like...
By the brand, she doesn't mean Liv, she means Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. The same way Bud Light needed to ditch frat boys, Saudi Arabia is now going to need to ditch Muhammad.
Jesus Christ. What's the over-under on her head?
Oh boy!
Over or under? They're gonna start chopping.
Yeah, she'll definitely disappear.
Just like a Khashoggi bone saw.
Yeah.
One question I want to ask you about. Apparently, they would not cover Bryson on Saturday or Friday, and so he went to YouTube for his own coverage. Is that true?
No, I don't think that's true at all. There's no way he would have been able to go to YouTube for coverage.
He just wasn't a
featured group on Friday, which was a huge miss, right? Like, he had the round of the day, I believe, on Friday.
And then they did cover him on Sunday, and he sucked out loud the whole day.
Yeah. He was all over Saturday, too. Like, he was on TV all...
But it was... He just wasn't in the featured group on Masters.
Right.
The website, which, huge miss by the Masters, but...
I mean, that's on them. They control that. PGA has got nothing to do with that shit.
That's really it.
So I don't know why. I don't like if you're thinking conspiratorially, the PGA doesn't have anything to do with this. The Masters doesn't give a shit. They just want to put out the best product. But, and a bunch of new celebrities went to the Masters this year, and it was fun watching them on Twitter just experience it for the first time. It's like, you should have done this years ago. What are you thinking? You're rich.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive to go.
And honestly,
once you get there, everything is super cheap.
The no phone policy just really brings like the moment alive too.
Yeah.
Like there's not a bunch of assholes with their phones out.
Yep. That which, and the egg salad sandwiches really do it.
Fuck yeah, they do.
And speaking of celebrities there, by the way, fucking Ken Griffey Jr. Just go. Don't take pictures.
It's the same with Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
Why is he showing up at NFL games with a long lens camera? Like, dude, you're fucking rich.
He's finding the cash.
Like, nope, I was trying to. Nope. Go build a rocket and go to space like a normal rich person. I don't want to see you at my fucking games.
I was trying to tell someone, they were like, oh, isn't that fun? He's like going there to like take pictures. I was like, that's work.
Yeah.
Like, he's working.
Yeah.
Like, he's walking all day. Like, dude, it's a job. Like,
if he had spent that amount of energy in the last couple years of his career in Cincinnati, he would have 700 home runs.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Instead of falling asleep in a dugout and shit.
You don't have any technical skills. You wouldn't get it.
It's,
I understand.
It's work. It's work.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Fun sometimes.
I don't get it.
Fuck that. You know what's more fun? It's just getting drunk on a golf course and eating pimento cheese.
Exactly.
That is more fun than literally any job.
Wait, you pimento or egg salad?
Egg salad. All the way egg
what
salad.
What about you? I'm egg salad, too.
When we were there, I just kept eating the chicken sandwich.
Oh, those were good. Yeah, I ate one of each of those sandwiches. They were all good.
I think it was a barbecue sandwich.
The booze
too.
Sucked, though, to be honest. That white wine tasted like it was like floral and shit. I'm like, what are you doing?
I just went with like the, I think it was a Stella.
Whatever the beer was.
I think they can like keep the food as it is, but I think they need to improve the booze, my opinion.
And the prices like can't Stella's be.
Prices
fine.
Are great.
It's like $3. Yeah.
$3.
I think Stella's fine. The one time I went to the Kentucky Derby after I realized that my girlfriend's family could tell how much I was drinking because every mint julep comes in a commemorative cup.
And you can't go
there's like my seat's just like clanging. I'm like, oh fuck, I should switch. Yeah. So I was just slamming Stella's for the rest. That was great. Like a Stella is a perfect, slightly upscale drink all day beer. Right?
If you want to gain 25 pounds that day,
care on that day. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
is there a
way? Can't do it.
The cigar will give me diarrhea, and it'll all go right back out.
Sure,
that's
will.
True. Yeah.
Could you potentially
have the booze out?
Yeah, a quote unquote business meeting at Augusta and just write off the entire Masters.
You can do whatever you want. This is America.
So. Yeah,
One of my favorite tweets from the week when all the stock market stuff was going on. I was like, imagine being a hedge fund manager at Augusta this week without your phone. It's just like a living hell.
Oh man,
just the dude from White Lotus this season.
That's all it is. That's all it is. But we'll go back to the superstars coming out. Patty the Batty on Saturday night got me back in. I finally watched
Patty
the UFC fights.
Batty.
I finally watched the UFC fight for the first time.
Have they updated the rankings yet?
He looked good. I didn't think
that Chandler. Is by far the best I've ever seen that dude fight.
He's getting better every fight. I don't know if Chandler's washed. Actually, I think Chandler is washed. But Patty beat the absolute Christ out of him.
Mm.
It was impressive.
That was the first UFC fight I believe that I've tuned into this year.
Like, the Volk fight was great too with Lopez.
Yeah.
Lopez, he just reminded me of Homer Simpson, just eating punch after punch after punch. Like Volk outclassed him, but. You know, Lopez landed a couple shots, and at one point, Volk said he couldn't see. So, like, the blood was going into his eyes, and I was afraid they were going to call the fight, but thankfully they didn't do it.
They let it go. But all the sports right now are picking up. Luka and the Lakers look great. They've been fun to watch
tough
recently.
First round matchup for the Lakers.
It's that. Yeah, I mean,
who do they end up with?
Timberwolves.
Yeah, Timberwolves. He was and Anthony is
on
Edwards
fire right
is
now.
On fucking fire.
I watched him on Saturday.
But how much help is he going to get? That's always the question. Yeah. Every single year for the last two or three years in the playoffs, it's a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, and a 22-year-old Anthony Edwards lighting everybody up for 28 to 30 points, and everybody else on the T-Wolves are like, hey. You look good, dude. Like, no, you got to help. You got to help.
I mean, Luka eliminated him last year.
I watched him on Friday, and he had 45 through three quarters, and then they ended up pretty much sitting him.
Yeah,
the rest
Freddie
of the
Mitchell
game.
Was at that game versus at the Sixers. He was at that game.
Well, I saw his
he
shot
took
from
that
the
video.
Oh, did he shoot that on his
that
phone?
That was him, yeah.
That's funny,
yeah.
man.
That's his, like, boxy. He sits there every game. But, like, yeah, that was
his courtside seat.
I would have gotten a press pass and just worked instead.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Some photos?
Why would you sit courtside?
No, Freddie Mitchell is a normal.
It's the only way you can get a camera.
No, Freddie's normal. He does, when he's off, he goes to the game and watches them, and he goes fishing. Like a normal retired person.
Right.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Let's move on because I'm getting angry now.
Yeah. So is the schedule locked in? Was yesterday the final day?
Yeah, NBA, okay. NBA playoffs are set.
Yeah. So tomorrow night you've got Warriors and Grizzlies in Golden State for a play-in.
And whoever wins that is in.
Whoever wins that is in automatically. The loser of that will play the winner of Hawks Magic also tomorrow night. And to be honest.
No, that's a different conference.
Or not Hawks Magic. It's on Heat Bulls. Mavericks Kings, sorry.
On Wednesday, yeah.
Mavericks Kings. To be honest, I don't know who wins that Mavs Kings game, but neither one of those teams can beat anybody.
No.
I don't really care about either of these teams.
It's a 16 seed play-in game.
Yeah.
The only teams I care about in these play-in games right now are Golden State and Memphis because they could do some damage. to whoever they play next. Mm. I don't think Atlanta or Orlando is going to do shit.
Orlando's a little feisty. Paolo's back from his injury. Paolo Banchero is low-key one of the best players in the NBA already. Yeah. Like a top 15 probably player in the NBA. Like,
yeah, he's awesome. Really good. They're really young, too, so this deep into the season, if you're not on it, if you're not making your shots, making your free throws, if you're sloppy with the ball, they can sneak up and beat you just because they're young. They can run all fucking day. Everybody on that team is under 26. Everybody.
It's kind of nice not having the 76ers ruin my playoff experience.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about this year.
Sit
you
back, can just kick watch. Back.
I'm going to love the Major League Baseball playoffs this year. Yeah, watch the whole thing without any.
Yeah, because Braves aren't doing shit.
Nah, we're losing games. You can catch up.
We'll see.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but Atlanta versus Orlando is tomorrow night. That line is Orlando minus 5.5. They're at home. Sure, take whatever you want. If Paolo's playing, who cares?
I mean, I don't bet that because the Hawks can have a big game too. This is like an evenly matched. They're two just mid teams. Anything can happen in that game. Anything. Shocking that though. To be honest, that those are the 7 and 8 teams is bad.
Yeah,
like in the West, Grizzlies, Warriors, and it came down to the last two games of the season.
It did
to decide everywhere from 3 all the way down to 10. They were all in play until the last two games of the season. The Lakers closed it out in the next to last game and locked in 3, but then after that, everybody else locked in. The West is pretty competitive. The East sucks ass, except for Boston, maybe New York, maybe Cleveland.
Cleveland,
we'll
too.
See about Cleveland in playoffs, right? We'll see.
Yeah.
Like, I love Donovan Mitchell. I love that whole team, but we'll see how they execute.
This looks like a cakewalk for Boston.
I don't see how anybody beats them,
I don't
to
either.
Be honest. I just don't see it.
Yeah, it would take. I mean,
Denver's not going to be there, right? The Lakers, maybe. I mean, if Luka and LeBron both get hot, Austin Reeves is a fucking dog, by the way.
Yeah.
Hachimura's been a dog in the playoffs before.
Seems to be a good coach.
Yeah, JJ's a great coach, obviously. I mean, managing those lunatics that he has, managing Luka and LeBron on the same court at the same time, and they had like 3 games that were kind of dicey at the very beginning, and ever since then, it's been good. So. I think the Lakers can win. I think they can beat the Celtics. I think they're the only team that can beat the Celtics.
Well, actually. We got the series matchups here set for this Saturday. You know, after the play-in games, you got Milwaukee at Indiana. You got
that's a good one. Indiana's feisty. Milwaukee, though, if they don't get Dame back, they're fucked.
Yeah. L.A. Clippers at Denver.
That's another good one.
It is because
Kawhi's back.
He's
allegedly back,
and he's just playing. Like, he's never missed a game in his life before. Bizarre.
You can't tell if that dude is alive or dead.
Nope.
When he's playing basketball, you can't tell if he even cares that he's there. You know what I mean?
But he just walked. He's been injured for, what, 3 years now? And then he just started playing again like he's never missed a game.
He's an absolute psychopath, and James Harden is playing great right now.
I think this will be an interesting series with those because neither team is deep at all.
Yeah.
Like, both of their benches kind of suck ass.
I just wouldn't fall for a playoff James Harden.
No, he's
just gotta get ready for the clue.
It's been very easy to get him into early foul trouble because he tries to step it up on defense a little bit on the wing in the early rounds of the playoffs and always gets into foul trouble early on. And then if Jamal Murray's healthy, I don't think the Clippers can beat him.
I think Denver handles him. Yeah,
yeah, because they have a better supporting cast.
Yeah,
still not deep, but a better supporting cast.
Honestly, the Clippers are old and going to play 4 games in Denver. 3 to 4 games in Denver.
And the elevation,
it's going
to
be tough, yeah.
Yeah, now for the Lakers and T-Wolves, I mean, the Lakers should absolutely, they should win this in 5 games, in my opinion.
I bet I think it's 6 minimum.
I think this goes.
T-Wolves are not alone is capable of stealing 2 games.
I did too.
He'll win the series. He'll win 1 or 2 for sure by himself. One or two.
It's the night game on Saturday night, and who knows? I have no fucking idea, but it's a great game right now. It's Lakers minus 4.5 for that opener. That's going to be a tough fucking game. All these games on Saturday, I think that LA-Denver game is a great one. And I think that Minnesota-Los Angeles game is a great one.
Look out for, if you want a first round upset pick, Pistons over Knicks. Cade Cunningham.
Really?
Cade Cunningham has come into his own. The seasons of Pistons are feisty. They're young.
He's very good.
No.
Yeah.
Pistons absolutely not.
It's New York minus 7.5 in that game.
I don't believe in the Knicks at all.
Is that your Villanova talking?
A little bit. But Brunson's just insane in the playoffs last year. He's going to do the same thing.
He was.
I know.
He and Anunoby have been banged up. Cat looks good.
Cat's good.
He's he's healthy. So
the Pistons are not on their level.
Look for the Pistons to put to it at, the, at minimum push the Knicks.
The Pistons.
I think
get,
it's going to be a tough first round.
They
series.
Get swept.
They might. They could win the series or they could get swept. To be honest,
I don't trust the East at all. So it wouldn't shock me if it was 4-0.
I want New York to win because it makes for better later round matchups. Yeah, I want the Pistons will get absolutely BF'd in the second round.
I want a good Knicks team playing the Celtics.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
It's the only team in the East. We'll see with Cleveland. I don't know. I just don't. We haven't seen them yet, so who knows? What do you think about the Nuggets? Just like two games from the playoffs, they're like, you know what? Fuck that coach.
Yeah,
and fuck the general manager too.
It's super weird.
Actually, though, truly, fuck the general manager.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He fucked that roster up so fucking bad. I don't. The only move you need to see is Russell Westbrook. Like horrible, horrible move. Left them no bench. Now, granted, they weren't going to be able to re-sign everyone from there. Like, one of the reasons they made it deep, won the championship when they did, is because they actually were very deep. Like, they had a pretty good bench. They had a good,
because the year prior, they just ran out of dudes.
Yeah.
They had Jamal Murray was injured, and that was the end of it, right? So, if you've got, to be honest, you don't even need to be super deep when you have Jokic and Aaron Gordon.
You need seven guys in the playoffs.
And Aaron Gordon and fucking Jamal Murray. If you've just got some bodies elsewhere, you could still win.
So who coaches this team, though, in the playoffs?
I don't know. Jokic, maybe. Yeah. But Jokic had the best season of his entire career this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably won't win the MVP because the voters suck.
He has to.
He
averaged a triple-double.
This should be his fourth in a row.
He averaged a triple-double.
He's the third person ever to do it. One of the other ones is his teammate right now.
Yeah. But he was also top three in points, assists, and rebounds.
Yeah,
so top three. Just a triple-double.
And steals. And three-point percentage.
Yeah, and three-point percentage.
Yeah, he's the MVP.
And they won 50 games, right? Like, you cannot not give him the MVP.
It would be crazy.
Fucking
But
robbery.
Everybody's talking about SGA, even though SGA is, like, I think two full PER points behind. And it's always PER that decides it, except for three seasons, like I've said many times on
and
the show.
And he didn't. And the thing with SGA, to your point about the PER thing, like you said before, like Curry won because he just went bananas from three that year.
406 three-pointers. Yeah. And
SGA hasn't done anything historic.
No.
Like he's having a truly a brilliant
great, great
year.
Season. Yeah.
We cannot give it to a Canadian. We just simply can't.
Not during
give
these
it to
times.
The Serb.
Yeah. No. Not during these times. But that Budinger got just fired from the Suns this morning. Maybe he's the guy they slot in there?
I think no. Budinger is just like the victim of that organization and of believing Kevin Durant is a leader of any sort. That's always – I don't know why general managers – if you want to bring Kevin Durant onto a team that has Steph and Clay, that has a leadership group already – fucking bring him in. He will make you win a championship 100%.
Also, post-Achilles injury, that's
tough. I mean, he's still playing fine. It's just like he is, without adults in the room, he will fuck your team up, period.
Yeah.
There's no way you can have him on that team.
He can't be the number one on that team. And the Suns didn't have anyone else. Like, I love Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker is a great, like, Team USA dude and shit like that. So is Durant, for that matter.
Carmelo, too.
But Carmelo. But, like, he can't lead. None of them lead an NBA team. And then the other one's, like, Bradley Beal, who's just, I don't know, like, wants to shoot threes and go home.
Bradley Beal has been a stat compiler.
Beal's a loser.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I just don't understand these quotes, though, because it's the Cronkies, who you love, by the way, up in Denver there.
Well, I used to hate them, but then they started dumping money into Mizzou's NIL. So Josh Kroenke played basketball at Missouri.
They paid it off.
Gotcha. Said the season is not over yet, according to Kroenke. We just finished the season like a freight train, as far as I can tell. Cool. So how would you fire your coach?
Maybe they want a spark.
So Malone, for what it's worth, has been getting a lot of shit for a while on roster mismanagement and stuff like that. Obviously, the GM fucked up the construction of the roster, but then Michael Malone took that baton and just mismanaged it as well as you could possibly mismanage in terms of rotations, in terms of limiting, I guess, bench bleeding. Because when Jokic isn't on the court, their plus-minus is fucking abysmal. Mm-hmm. It's like removing two players when you take Jokic off the court. They can't even break even. When Jokic is off the court. Like, it's fucking terrible.
Because one of the things he was accused of, Kroenke, speaking of your alma mater, Mizzou, here, was that he would not approve trading forward Michael Porter Jr., in part because of Porter's alma mater.
That's probably true, but also, who are you going to get for him? Like, who's... Were they going to get the... Did he... I don't believe that GM was going to make the right decision for whatever they got back in return. I don't think any of that GM was going to make a good trade at all. Like, Michael Porter Jr. is a good piece to either have on your team or to trade for assets. Like, not assets, but for players you need to, like, create bench depth. But what was that guy going to – I forget his name.
But
that
you need GM, a coach in, like, 2 hours here.
No, they have a coach. They have their interim coach.
You slide in the assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, for now. But does he coach his team in the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah, he's the coach.
You think so?
Yeah.
They don't hire anybody else?
No, hire somebody for the playoffs.
They said they're looking.
Nah.
We'll find out.
Slide in like Phil Jackson?
Just for one more?
No.
That'd be hilarious if he did, but we'll find out.
Larry Brown available?
Sure.
Yeah. Is he alive?
Yeah. Phil Jackson's alive.
Is he?
They're all alive. All right,
good.
Yeah, why not?
You can't kill him.
Look, I'm checking it.
You know who probably is a little glory hound that would take it?
Who?
Coach K.
K would take it.
Oh, yeah.
K was probably so happy that they lost.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah, he was definitely happy that Duke lost. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He's like, Shire can't come in and win a title immediately.
Yeah, 2 years
by
after.
By the way, we talked about everybody in the NBA. We didn't say one word about the Thunder, except for that SGA should not win the NBA. And the Thunder, they were the best team in basketball for most of
68 wins. Back they years. Were four off the record.
They're dangerous.
They had 68 wins, and no one gives a fuck
they're
about
dangerous. Well, they're all banged up right now.
They got to prove it
no,
in the playoffs.
No, they're healthier right now. I mean, like, Chet's finally like, back. And
yeah, he's back. He's back. But there's like they got two or three dudes that are day-to-day right now. A little minor injuries, but they got like a week off.
Yeah, and so they're going to handle whoever they got a little time, yeah. comes out of.
So we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You can bet on the NBA championship right now. Who would you take? Let's go around the horn here for MyBookie. Who are you taking to win the title this year? We'll start with you, D'Anthony.
Let me look up the numbers first. I need to look up the odds to see what the best bet is. I mean, I would say without having looked yet, I would probably take the Lakers because they probably have good – there's probably good odds on them for the chances they have to win. I'm definitely not taking the Celtics unless you just want to flip some money because that's the easiest one, right? Hang on. NBA championship odds. So the Thunder are the shortest odds at 155. That's crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Now, they are very deep. And they have some veterans coming off the bench, like Alex Caruso, for example, who's a little spark plug sometimes. He'll also fight people. That's nice. Celtics are plus 191. I mean, that's almost 2-1 for the Celtics. That's worth a bet, actually. Yeah.
I agree with that.
I'm surprised by that, and that is worth a bet.
I think, honestly, there's a lot of value. Like, Boston at 2-1 is good. Cleveland at almost 6-1 is good. And then the rest are kind of, I wouldn't even bother with, if the exception of the Lakers, I think, are like 13-1.
Yeah, they're
12-40. And then Denver's 30-1.
Yep. Give me Denver.
Yeah.
Give me the spot.
I would take both of those.
Denver's at 22-1 right now.
Yeah, 22? Okay. Either way.
Yeah. I'd put 100 on Denver, 100 on the Lakers. Golden State, no.
Just going to go with the best player in the league. And just hope they figure it out.
Yeah.
Who?
Jokic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would too. I think that's where my money would be.
It's
as
so
well.
Weird the way, like.
20, but you're almost looking at 23-1.
Yeah. Nobody talks about Jokic being the best player in the league ever,
nope.
Even though he should be winning his fourth MVP in a row right now.
Average 30 points this year.
And a triple double.
And a triple double.
Nobody's ever done a 30 point triple double as an average before, right?
I think
Oscar Robertson scored like 24 points a game, I think. No, only three people have done it. Oscar Robertson, Russell, and Westbrook. And
I would say Wilt would be the only one that could do it.
Yeah.
Because he's going against 5-7.
But his would be blocks.
Yeah,
it would be blocks and rebounds.
By the way, I watched some footage on him over the weekend. They dug up and colorized from when he was in high school.
Yeah.
It was unfair. I mean, everybody was like 5'10".
Yeah, he was like so much
different. He played semi-professional basketball in high school.
Oh, it was insane. It was 17 years old, the footage they released, and it was mind-altering.
He had to create an alias so he could play fake or like semi-pro basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the footage itself, watching it, didn't feel real. I was like, he was double the size of every kid on the court.
Westbrook did do it, 31.6 points per game that first year. With
Nobody
Oklahoma
gave him
City.
Credit for that. Everyone that year is like he's a stat compiler.
Stat pattern.
Yep.
100% is. It is what's crazy to me too about Jokic too is like easily the most exciting player to watch in terms of like, I mean, just the passing alone is fucking crazy.
It reminds me of watching the best player at the YMCA. Like who's a dad
That's
who
problem.
Just rocks
it's
you.
Ugly brilliance.
Yeah, it is. And like for me, I forget until I look at his numbers because he just makes it look so easy. It's not really crazy impressive to watch. You're just more shocked that a guy that doesn't seem to have any muscles and just has a dad bod, is just destroying everybody.
Just like literally the best athletes in the world.
Yes.
Like dudes who all the rest of them look like fucking freaks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
LeBron just like physical. Spends $1 million on his body. This guy spends $8 on his body.
Yeah, but things are cheaper over there.
Yeah, they are.
He's
got
to spend money on his horses.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, most of that goes to oats, actually. Yeah. Quite a bit of his salary is oat. It's just oat.
He's purchases. Actually getting paid in oats.
That's also the best thing about him is he doesn't give a fuck about basketball.
No.
No.
But he's just so goddamn good.
But Oklahoma City's odds on my bookie right now are plus 150. So it's... I mean, it's almost an even favorite.
I'd say
now.
Just sprint, if you, whatever. Like, just
but
leave,
no,
leave,
no, but none of us believe they're going to win
no,
the title.
Like, leave OKC no. off, none of us. And then sprinkle across Boston, LA, yeah. Denver, and Cleveland.
And Cleveland,
Boston
yeah.
is 2-1.
Really,
one.
I can't really sprinkle Boston. Just wait till Boston gets to the finals and hope one of the teams you picked in the West gets to them, and then you just hedge.
Yes. Because it's already at 2-1.
You can yeah. sprinkle 2-1 too a little bit now if you want, but I would back it up like that. And then for Oklahoma City, you'll get better odds on them after the first round, probably, right? Because you'll see who's actually comes out hot in the playoffs. Maybe it's them. Then you, who knows?
If they look like shit.
But if they mean, look like probably, shit, they'll win in the first round. But if they look shitty or lazy or anything, their odds will drop.
I imagine they obliterate whoever they play in the first round. Unless it's maybe the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies might give them a little bit of trouble. Not enough to lose, but
no,
like,
definitely not.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah, yeah. We'll find out. Yeah, John Morant's not gonna make it through. Can't did you see that. The new one he did over the weekend?
The another one.
The
clip?
Grenade. Yeah.
Well, he hasn't gotten in trouble for any grenade play, so.
Not yet. Not yet. But yeah, you can bet on the entire thing. Shit, you can bet on the MVP if you want. For the championship, you can bet on every single series, everything on mybookie.com. All the NBA odds are up and stacked. If you were watching some of the spring games over the weekend for college football, you can already bet on Heisman Trophy winners and all that other fun stuff. That's coming up. I wish there was a line on that Nico kid out of Tennessee.
Please tell me we're going to talk about that next.
We will definitely talk about that next. But you can bet on all of it right now on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And we will be doing a huge Kentucky Derby show this year as well. Those are always a blast to bet on. Next up, we got firstform.com/Drinking Bros. I did not take my microfactors. I'll take those right now. D'Anthony, tell us about the protein out of there.
Protein. I had bacon and eggs today.
Yeah, did you? Good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Fantastic.
And then I ate some bacon as a snack when I got here. But still, I've only had 85 grams of protein so far today. Mm-hmm. I got to get to 200 at least, right? Just for maintenance.
What are those macros looking like?
It's all fat and, and
fat
protein.
Fat and protein?
Yeah, I'm not. I did. Actually, you know what? I had some carbs this morning a little bit, but adding in... If you're having problems with that, because certainly if you're going to work out hard, there's a couple of things you can do to get the performance out of it you need. Ignition is one of
Boom.
Them. It'll add some simple carbs that you burn quickly.
Yeah.
Or even just the level one protein, if you take it before you work out to give your muscle something to chew on while you're hitting it, it has some carbs in it too for that. It's more of a meal replacement style. So if you're looking for that specifically before the workout and then just take Formula One just for protein after, there's all sorts of ways to stack this stuff. You got to listen to your body, though. Everybody's a little bit different, your body processes. There's some hard and fast rules, but everybody's body reacts a little differently to this stuff. So try some stuff, see what works. But they got every product you can imagine.
Yes, best supplement company on the planet. The microfactors that I just took live on air here. Got the big six in them. Antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, EFAs, fruits and veggies, and the probiotics. Come in 30 individual bags. Boom, you reorder every month, and you're good to go. Also on Monday, I load up on the liver detox over there. But they're the best company in the business. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. That is First Form, spell the one. That is 1STPHORM, firstform.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these events, they're available on drinkingbrostickets.com. As soon as we buy our derby tickets, I'll let you know where we're sitting. If you guys want to pop on over, have some laughs and some beers and all that other stuff. But derby tickets are out there. Tickets to all the NBA playoffs are out there. All the spring games. We will be live from Brothers Bar in Penn State. Plenty of tickets available for the spring game if you want to come out and get fucked up with us. I know Craigers, Ruben, all those guys are going to join us and get fucking trashed. Hard AF Seltzer is premiering in Pennsylvania. there. So we're doing a live show from Brothers that afternoon and getting rocked and then going out somewhere later as well. But please join us. Get all your tickets on drinkingbrostickets.com. It's $10 cheaper than StubHub. Concerts. Tennessee tickets are real cheap right now for the Volunteers. Feel free to grab those. And yeah, man, they had their spring game yesterday as well, which we'll get to now. They told him to fuck off. They told Nico, the quarterback, just to fuck right off.
It's a bold move, considering most of the big name players moved already.
Yes. So
there's a
and you're not portal. Allowed to recruit. There is a second portal coming, but you're not allowed to recruit. You can't call a guy who's not thinking about going into the portal and say, hey, you know, if you went into the portal,
yeah,
we'd well, probably you, take a look at you because that is illegal.
You can't.
You can't.
But they do.
You can't. Constantly. Yeah, they do. But Nico is officially in the portal, which means anybody can talk to him. So there's two things going on here. One, Tennessee, who has a very good roster. Yeah. Or did. And now TBD. They finished, what, seventh?
Something like that. I mean, they made the playoffs. Obviously.
Yeah, they made the playoffs. Yeah, so they played like, Ohio State and got smashed in the first round.
Ninth. I'm sorry, ninth. It's right here. They will not make the playoff with whatever freshman quarterback that they have.
What an awful spot for this kid to put this team in, though. I agree with what Tennessee did, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They did the right thing.
Wasn't his dad the one that kind of pushed the issue?
Yeah. I think this is a reason. We talked about this before the playoff even started. This is bound to happen because he couldn't go when he wanted to or negotiate when he wanted to. And now he had to negotiate in a time where it's problematic for both him and the team. And they were like, well, fuck you. Right. If this had happened, if that period in December, January didn't exist, this would just be normal negotiations, and they wouldn't have fucking gotten all butthurt about it.
I do kind of like that he pushed his chips in knowing they had no other option and be like, what are you going to do, fire me? And they fired him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine, too, because Nico's in a great spot right now. There's USC. There's fucking Notre Dame. There's Ohio State.
Oh, I'm
there's
hearing,
all
not
sorts
Ohio
of schools.
State, I'm hearing a very interesting name for Nico.
Who's that?
Bill Belichick and North Carolina.
Well,
that is apparently where the crystal ball has him going as of right now.
I'm fine with that. So did you guys – we can tell the fucking story. Who cares? We deal with all these schools, NIL-wise, behind the scene. Do you know who fucking called Tennessee and told him this was happening?
Dan Lanning.
Yep. From Oregon. He called and he said, hey, dude, I don't really believe in this bullshit, and I want to give you guys a heads up, man, that we got calls from his agent shopping him, and this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
By the way, do you know what one of the things he asked for from Tennessee? I don't know if this was just some sort of art of the deal, over-ask type shit, but like he was like, I want a Bugatti.
I'm sorry?
That's pretty sick.
What he color? Told him up he wanted a Bugatti.
To stay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A raise as well, but a $4 million
Bugatti, yeah. And I woke up in a Bugatti.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm looking at these teams here. Now, I watch all the spring games, so I get to check it out. I can tell you this. Ohio State, even though they have a new quarterback this year, is not in the mix. They're gone. Texas is gone.
Why? I know Texas. But Ohio State's quarterback hasn't done shit.
He's the number one recruit in the nation. And so that was Saban's last recruit. He looked brilliant on Saturday. He hit 3 touchdowns on 178 yards in 2 quarters of play. Holy shit. The hype is real about that kid. So
Oregon's
zero
gotta be,
interest.
Oregon's got to be an option.
Because
Dylan Gabriel's gone, right?
That's what I would have thought, too. But then why would Lanning call?
To poison the well for everybody else so he can sign him? What do you mean?
No.
I don't know who Oregon's – who is it? Do you guys know?
It's a recruit he got. So okay. it's somebody that came to the school for – to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Poor Georgia. Georgia's kid looked very good.
Who?
The kid who came in for Beck when he was injured.
Yeah, the runner.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's their quarterback locked in.
Penn State's got a lot.
And by the way, I'm just going through the favorites here. Penn State is locked in. Notre Dame, I don't know who their quarterback is.
They've got like 5 dudes that are going to compete. So that's a definite
but
possibility.
But recruits?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think 1 portal and then 4 recruits. And then they have, same thing with USC. They've got portal and a bunch of recruits.
In case you're wondering.
But what about Bama?
Bama's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's the first name that came to my mind was Bama because he's an air raid guy. And a guy like Nico makes a lot more sense than the traditional Bama quarterback, right?
Yeah, and he's already in the SEC. Yeah. This kid's already played the entire SEC.
Also,
I think that makes sense to me.
Can we admit, Nico kind of stunk last year?
He wasn't that great.
But he was a true freshman. It is unbelievably hard to be a true freshman.
He feels like like a Lincoln Riley type of guy. Mm-hmm. This feels like a USC Lincoln Riley quarterback to me.
Just Caleb. 2.0.
Yeah, just a fucking
run around and chuck it.
Prima donna, fucking douchebag.
I'm looking at the rest of this. Like Clemson, who's their quarter? Is it Klubnik next year?
Yep.
He's back again?
He's back.
Okay.
So that's Clemson. That's out. Clemson's not a factor.
Yeah, they're out. Yeah. LSU. All right, so this is interesting. LSU got their quarterback bought out by Michigan for $10 million by Portnoy. It was Dave Portnoy who bought them out. LSU probably needs a quarterback. I can see Nico playing
for Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
Seems like a Brian Kelly culture fit.
Brian Kelly wouldn't give a fuck about that.
No.
No, he doesn't care about
it.
Georgia can't take him, though. Like, you cannot. No,
Georgia's not. They've got their guy.
They don't need another dude with a fast car driving around Athens. Yeah.
Well, he didn't get the Bugatti. But you definitely can't. Like, as Georgia, if one of your players asks you for that, you definitely can't give it to him.
You're like, absolutely.
Obviously.
Not. Dude.
You got to put a governor on that fucking car. Let's see who else is next. Ole Miss. I can see Lane doing this. Who's going to replace Jackson Dart?
He's not – a guy that's bitching about what he's bitching about is not going to Ole Miss.
Okay. Michigan Wolverines, no. In my opinion, they got their quarterback. Yeah. They paid $10 million. They're not paying anymore.
Michigan State just doesn't have the money for it. But if they did, that would be something interesting because they're rebuilding a program up there.
Mm-hmm. South Carolina's got their quarterback. They've got two of them.
They're fine. Yeah. And South Carolina – here's the other thing, too, with South Carolina. They have Sellers, but they lost a ton of dudes this year just to graduation draft probably as well.
Yeah, but they got some freaks at wide receiver.
And they got their backup guy with Aaron Nolan from Ohio State transferring to quarterback. They're fine. They're locked in.
They lost a lot of like defenses and line. Like they need other stuff. They shouldn't bother. Also, Ole Miss has a sophomore who's been sitting behind Jackson Dart, who Lane recruited, so I imagine he wants to go with him.
Okay. Miami's going to have to make a move, too.
Very, very Miami.
And they are willing to spend the money.
They've got Carson Beck, so they bought Carson Beck.
Oh, yeah,
right. Whether or not he's going to be healthy enough, we'll see.
There's no – I mean, you got to back that up, right? How much did they pay for Carson Beck? Certainly they didn't give him 10 like they gave
No,
Cam
I think
Ward.
They gave him 3.5.
So you still got money.
They gave Beck one of the Cavender twins.
Well, but he lost her, I think.
Yeah, he lost her. But
she finally fucking opened her eyes and was like, "Ooh, this guy's face is fucking
gross. Yeah, this guy's ugly." Texas A&M.
I could see that. They do have a guy.
They love spending money too.
Yeah, they have the money.
A&M's got
Marcel Reed.
Yeah, Reed from last year. So
they have a quarterback who played last year.
Nico's not going to go anywhere where he's not declared the starter at the moment he signs.
Yeah. Oh, agree.
Obviously.
Agreed. And in case you're wondering, Scott Frost has his guy.
UCF. Yeah.
Oh, is he back at UCF?
Dylan Risk.
See them on the board there. Florida Gators, Lagway's their guy this year. Yeah, he's not going there.
What about Florida State?
Yeah, I have not heard anything about Florida State.
Are they
going to
make a move?
The entire offseason.
I feel like I haven't heard anything from Clemson in this offseason either.
Where'd DJ go?
Aren't they still in court?
Who, DJ
Ukulele?
Lagway? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Where'd he go? I don't know where he's
still. Is he eligible still?
Well, was he at like...
Yes.
Fresno or something. He went to some weird school after he left Oregon State.
Yeah, I think he's got one more year.
Yeah. He was at Florida State. And then
Florida State. Yeah. He's got to be done now.
He declared for the draft.
Oh well. Yeah. Let's take him number one, buddy.
So did I, Bob. I declared as well.
He could be a great tight end.
Both of us will go in the same round.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Ukulele.
UDFA.
Oklahoma. Doesn't Oklahoma have a guy?
I forget who they brought in. They lost Jackson Arnold. He left for Auburn, I think.
That's right.
So Auburn's out as well.
I mean, if Nico's trying to go make some noise, going to the Big 12 would be a good idea.
I think this LSU...
he's trying to make noise in his
bank. Yeah, exactly. True, yeah. I think LSU...
Yeah, Texas Tech isn't dropping four.
They're not dropping any money for anybody.
No.
Neither's Kansas. It's not
K-State. That's K-State, not happening. Yeah.
I think LSU and Bama make the most sense to me right now.
Yeah. LSU always has elite receivers.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
So, they'll make you look good. They will absolutely make you look good.
Because even that kid from Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith, didn't play in that game, and he was still just fucking – what a monster kid was.
He does seem like a Lincoln Riley guy.
Yeah.
So USC.
Why not? I mean, USC.
Who's at USC?
USC
this year?
Doesn't spend a ton of NIL money, which is funny because that is the as far as teams that are competitive in football, they are by far the richest, orders of
NIL
magnitude.
Should be bananas.
They should be spending like $30-40 million a year.
Like, does Steven Spielberg not like football? Stanford, well, like what?
No. Stanford should have a great team.
Yeah,
every year.
Also yeah, that. No
seriously.
Shit.
Yeah.
Stanford's got to have the most billionaire alums.
They should spend all their fucking money on golf. And just take Liv and make them fucking like, hey, you got years of eligibility.
First off, I think they do. Like, they usually have.
Stanford
like, every
really good
the men's
team
is loaded, and then, like, the
their
women's
golf
team
is, and their tennis team are both
every
always
Asian
elite.
In the world plays tennis on their women's team and fucking and golf women's team as well. Like, it's, I think LS, he's probably got to be SEC or Big Ten.
Tennessee,
to get the money
by
wants.
The way, even the without money, Nico, right now in my book, he is 15-1.
Yeah.
To win the title?
There's no way.
What am I missing there? Who's their backup?
I don't know who else is going. Like, who, are they anticipating more people in the portal in the second portal round?
Yeah, there's a whole other round.
But at quarter, like elite quarterbacks?
There are
quarterbacks. Whoever missed out on this spring game, like whoever's going to sit, like one of those kids from Ohio State will probably be gone after the spring game.
You got to imagine one of the Notre
Dame Texas kids probably after the spring.
Well, Texas, they're going to keep a backup that's an underclassman, but he
right.
There's two more years of the same guy, right?
For the rest of these guys, there isn't anybody else left.
Yeah,
there's no quarterbacks. We don't have that big class anymore that we had the year before. Where the sweepstakes of
but there's going to be a bunch of guys that are coming up that were actually recruited to play at that school that are going to be studs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's still a thing as like a five-star freshman.
100%.
Who you need to lock down. Like Arch Manning. Like, right? Like Arch Manning, 100%. You would have thought he would have transferred twice or whatever. But
So I only see a handful of options for this kid. But what happens if everybody turns on him and says, fuck it, I don't want you on my team?
Who's Notre Dame's quarterback this year now?
I don't know.
They have like an open competition at quarterback.
Do Notre Dame alums want to deal with that?
No.
Ooh, no.
Does Marcus Freeman want to deal with
that? Fuck no. He doesn't want
to
deal with that.
He's got too many kids to deal with.
Yeah. He doesn't need another mouth to feed.
Let's see. ESPN says number one. I don't know if this is in any particular order, but USC, Notre Dame, and UCLA are the top three teams they have.
Which ones?
USC, Notre Dame, and UCLA. So Notre Dame has Steve Angeli, CJ Carr, and Kevin Minchie.
Oh, I liked Angeli when he came in.
All right.
Angeli was good when he played.
Okay.
He would, but none of those guys have played any significant amount of time. And they are bringing back their best running back, and they brought in Malachi Fields from Virginia at wide receiver. So they are only kind of a quarterback away from having the team they want. But Freeman seems unlikely to put up with any kind of shenanigans like this.
I mean,
where does Garrett Nussmeier play?
No idea.
He was the LSU quarterback.
He was. Then he's got to be the LSU quarterback now. Yeah, so he's there.
So
second.
Did he not enter the draft?
No, he did not. He's actually favored second to win the Heisman Trophy this year, as of today on my bookie. So LSU is out.
I'm telling you, 247 Sports, which is one of the best recruiting sites, has Nico to the Tar Heels at 100% according to their crystal ball.
Interesting.
North Carolina is. I mean, there's. Typically for money, you got to go to the Big Ten or the SEC, but there are one or two programs in every conference that has that type of money, except maybe the Big 12, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, they don't have any.
And here's the biggest shocker is Nico is still listed on the Heisman chart right now at 18.5
He'll be in the top 10 for sure.
Yeah.
That's wild.
UNC makes sense for a couple of reasons. One, part of Belichick's signing there was like, you guys got to spend money. Obviously, right. I don't remember what the number was, but it was a number. And another part of it is his girlfriend is now on staff.
Yes. Did you guys see that today?
Yeah.
She was actually on the field today working.
Good for him.
She was working in a full ball gown, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
It was something. I mean, look, what's the point of being a professional football coach if you can't get your 22-year-old girlfriend
this is a retirement
well,
gig.
It's a college.
He's a professional, though.
We can't take Belichick at North Carolina seriously. You just can't.
I have no idea what's going
to
happen.
I'm excited to watch.
Eight wins here.
Yeah.
It'll be really funny if they end up like.
It's going
to
be very Mac Brown-esque. It's going to be like there's going to be some highs, but it's just going to be an 8-win team every year.
Didn't they win 10 games 1 year with Mac?
Yeah.
And then, they had one good year, and people were like,
destroyed.
Turning around.
They won six every other year, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to watch. Like, I'm going to be tuned in
to
fucking Tar Heel games, with or without Nico, just to really see how close Bill Belichick's girlfriend stands near to him on the side.
So, on my bookie right now, they've got him at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th to win the ACC. As of today.
Florida State's ahead of him.
Seven in the ACC.
Yes.
Oof.
There's no way.
They got them finishing seventh.
Florida State's not going to do what they did last year.
I understand that.
I don't know, man.
I agree.
That was a weird.
They're not doing anything.
I think
right
Florida.
Now.
I could easily see Florida State winning like 9 games this year.
Yeah, they could recover.
Like absolutely, but I don't think they're going to push
for
the ACC.
With who though? Who's the?
But against who?
Insert Florida 5-star.
Yeah, but against who?
Did they have a good recruiting class? Like, I mean, I literally heard nothing about Florida State.
I hope Norvell figured it out and didn't just go right to the transfer portal again.
I don't know. I haven't heard one word about this team in the offseason at all.
Who knows? That's good, I think.
Yeah,
it's probably had all the hype.
Super bizarre.
It's probably good better. For them not to have hype.
No, Florida State is in the part of the country where you get skill position players. Like, they just grow on trees there.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But he's got to figure out the line.
It's really fucking odd.
Yeah, the line's got, you got to reach out to the Midwest for linemen. Or the Pacific. Those Maori fuckers.
So Florida State was 18th nationally recruiting. In overall recruiting this year for both recruits and transfers.
What's that rank for the ACC?
Let's see how many ACC teams
probably
are in
first. Now Clemson usually does pretty well too.
Technically two-ish if you count Notre Dame.
Who's the other one?
There are two ACC teams ahead of it. It's Clemson and then Notre Dame, who plays have 75% ACC schedule.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know,
people are talking about the draft now too, and one of the conversations I've seen is about where Jeremiah Smith would go in this year's draft.
One.
And the answer is one. If whatever draft he's in, he should go one. Yeah. He will be a great, like an all-time receiver in the NFL for 10 to 15 years.
I saw him on Saturday sitting on the sidelines of spring game. He looks like Terrell Owens.
He's a goddamn animal, man.
It's nuts. He's put
6'4". He put on 15
muscle,
pounds of fucking muscle.
More weights, more everything.
He looks like Chad Johnson now.
I would have thought about Marvin Harrison Jr. being like that, though. He had an okay year. Right.
Yeah, he did all right. Yeah,
but he just wasn't what I expected. I thought Marvin was going to be.
They
much
never
better.
Threw him the fucking ball. I watched that because I had him in fantasy football.
Remember
one
that
of my
fucking
teams,
Oregon
just
game?
Never threw
I mean,
him
we
the
were just begging, and they didn't. They go into hurry up at the end of the game, and then finally start throwing him the fucking ball.
Yeah,
like what are you guys doing?
It really appeared as if who's the quarterback over there? Murray just didn't want to throw to that guy whatsoever. It was nuts to watch, man. It's weird, but we got, 2 weeks away from the draft right now?
It's got to
so
suck
be watching that.
Murray as your quarterback because he's not bad enough to replace.
No.
Like, he's just good enough.
Yeah.
It's like having Harbaugh as your coach.
But he can't even see if you're open.
I know, but he's still decent enough. Like, he's probably still a top 12, 13 guy in the league.
I mean, he's starting, and there aren't 30 starter-capable quarterbacks in the NFL at any given time.
No,
right.
It is the one professional sports league where there is the most important position, you cannot fill it. Like 30% of the teams in the NFL can't fill the most important position.
Yeah.
That's a fact. It's weird as shit.
Yeah, it's very strange. We'll switch on over here to hockey. So Ovechkin set the record last week, beats Wayne Gretzky, all that other shit. You guys watch it?
I did not see that live, no.
Okay. They broke in on ESPN, so I got to check it out over there. It's a great record, and I didn't think it would ever be broken in our lifetime. But
he's still nowhere near the points.
I know.
No, he's not anywhere near the points, but, I mean, Ovi, depending on how long he plays, he could push for 1,000. He's going to get 900, probably beginning of next year.
So how long does a guy like that play?
I mean, it's hockey, dude. You can play to 45.
No, he's 39 already, and he looks fine. So does he play to 45? Does he keep going? Because I think if you get it over 1,000, I don't know how anybody breaks.
You want to go back to Russia?
No, like, one breaks. I mean, he
he's not going back. He doesn't want. He doesn't like Russia, so he's definitely
hates Russia.
Yeah. He hasn't been outspoken one way or the other on that war, which is kind of like a sign to me that he doesn't want to.
He's not going back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll see. Ohio State is currently at the White House today with President Trump taking the stage there. J.D. Vance, obviously an alumni there. So, my God, I've never seen a guy smile more than J.D. Vance right now. Super amped for that.
Did Day hit up the Just for Men pretty hard?
Of course, dude. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Did he fresh up?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but he used a different guy than Giuliani uses, obviously.
Yeah, can't go with that spray, dude.
Yeah, he didn't use Ron Popeil.
Well, he has Day actually has hair. The problem is Giuliani didn't have any hair.
Giuliani's hair is too thin to take the dye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They were trying to use that texture paint.
Yeah.
It's like got little chunks of stuff in it. That's what it is. Textured paint, right?
Yeah.
And it just makes it look fuller. Like, dude, we know what
you're
doing.
I thought it was motor oil.
That's what they used to use.
Ryan Day's wife today denied that he dyes his beard. She says it's all black, all natural.
All natural. That's you don't
just,
say.
Just
why
not true.
Deny that?
It's just
that?
Not true.
Why? It's like, dude, we're all getting old. The fuck are you talking about?
How old is Ryan? I don't think he's very old.
But
he's
nobody, in his 40s. Late, but nobody has to jet black beard. Hair.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has.
He's in his late 40s.
I think he's early 40s.
He's early 40s.
Yeah, I want to say like maybe 40, 3-4 somewhere in there.
Oh, he's 46.
Oh wow.
That's mid.
And that
that's
is natural. That is deep. That's that all beer natural, is too black.
Yeah, that's all natural then at 46.
It's not.
No one gets a gray hair at 46.
Absolutely a lot. That beard is a lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks drawn on.
What's worse, that beard or Connor Stallions?
Mm. Oh boy.
Because he's cheating in every aspect of life with that beard.
Yeah.
Connor
sure
just
is.
Cheated on the field.
Yeah.
He did.
You know what I mean?
He so. Did. But then there was another interesting story that pops up over the weekend here with these people that are now going back to their schools, being helping out with the GM and recruiting and all that shit. Did you guys see this thing with Max Crosby? He got named the assistant general manager for football for Eastern Michigan University.
Why not?
What's
that
where
pay? Our favorite player is going.
What's that pay?
He's doing it for free, probably.
Wait, what's the favorite player?
Noah.
Noah.
Kaniga is going there? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can't wait to get that jersey this year. Is it this year that he's playing?
Yeah, I'm getting a Pirates jersey.
We're all getting.
Unless they redshirt him or something.
Even if they redshirt him, the jersey.
The jersey will still be available.
He'll get it. Well, I don't know if he gets assigned a permanent number, though, if he's redshirted.
Really?
Yeah, because they reuse numbers in college.
Not only reuse numbers, there's more than 100 players on the roster, so they double numbers.
Yep.
As well.
So, and we won't find out to the fall then if he made the full official roster because I was going to go ahead and look that jersey up.
Well, I mean, we can now. We should do
get an Eastern Michigan. I guess you need to know the number, but yeah, just get an Eastern Michigan.
Let's do an NIL deal with them, and it's dependent on him being like at least on the active roster.
Yeah. All right, call Max.
They've got him listed at number 10.
10
right
reps
now.
A game.
Yeah. That's high school jersey?
Well, he's a linebacker.
Dude, a freshman is not wearing 10.
No, not unless he's a serious guy.
Yeah. I mean,
this is East Carolina.
This is hang on. Oh, fuck. They pulled it from eBay. Or somebody bought it already. That's great.
I mean, you can just have it made.
Where do you go? Eastern Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll buy an Eastern Michigan football jersey and remove what's on the back and put it on there. And I'll leave the K off, too.
I mean, are they saying this is... they've got him listed at number 10 right now. And you can buy a signed one for $68.
What's
bucks
their
right
the XL. Eagles? Okay.
Yeah. Why aren't you buying that?
Right now? I will be hammering it as soon as this show is over here.
$68.
$68 for the that's
are they
an
AAC?
XL?
What
go.
Conference is that?
Oh, they're like that's a Mac or something.
Oh, it's Mac.
Yeah.
So you get some action. You guys will finally watch football on a Tuesday night.
Sure will.
I won't be watching that.
For Noah, I absolutely will. I absolutely will. Congratulations, sir. They'll be selling some goddamn jerseys this year.
See a two-sport athlete who's playing basketball as well?
He was a good – I don't know what his star rating in basketball was, but I feel like if
he can't make the Eastern
Michigan –
he was
a three-star in football. I don't know.
If
I'm
he was
not
a three-star
sure.
in football, I don't know that he's –
how is Eastern Michigan's basketball team?
Not great either.
Yeah, you don't say.
Horrible.
Yeah,
so he
say.
Might be able to walk on.
Yeah. Okay.
He could be the Donovan McNabb of
Eastern
Michigan.
Yeah.
But I like these roles. Like when McConaughey came back and taught at UT for a little bit acting. Like,
he still does.
What a dream.
It's basically just to like, you know, make
just to
a
get
recruit.
Season tickets.
Like a recruit to be like, whoa, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, just Max Crosby. Holy
well,
shit.
He's the minister of culture now, right?
He is, yeah.
McConaughey.
Yeah. But he does talk to the recruits. He meets with them and all that shit.
I think
shit.
He calls plays.
He does. He does. Lucas jersey's number one top selling NBA jersey. No huge shock there. Mm-hmm.
International superstar.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I still can't believe that trade that Dallas made.
His mom's hot.
And then the story I save for last is the darkest one because I would have done this too, by the way. That Kyron Lacy kid ended up taking his own life before that trial started today.
Mm. He was fleeing in a car.
And then killed
and
himself.
Police were
chasing
him, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah so I would have go ahead and ended that. So what was he looking at, 40 years?
No. I mean, he...
For what? What was the charge?
He killed a guy killed while a guy. Driving and then left the scene and then turned himself in 2 days
oh,
later.
That's like maybe 8.
It's enough to
no.
delete your entire NFL career.
Wait, so he killed himself after during a car chase?
Yeah.
So yes. Well, at the end of it, yeah.
That's
yeah.
how they thought OJ was going to go out.
Exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, Al Cowling...
Talks about
he, he's just like got that soothing voice, you know?
He should have used OJ as an example. You could have lived a pretty good life after.
He was a first round this year pick, which is wild to me.
Yeah. Where'd he go?
LSU.
Yeah, he was an LSU dude.
No, I'm saying where did who
drafted him? Oh, no, he would have been, is what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have drafted him prior to the
to the murder.
Homicide.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But gotcha. He would have probably been, yeah, like somewhere in the first round.
He declared on the December 19th, 2 days after the crash, if you remember. And yeah, he was the sixth receiver prospect in this draft.
That might not have been round one then. I don't think there's six receivers going in the
first round.
I think there's like three receivers slotted for dude. Luther Burden fell out of the first round. So it's literally McMillan, the Golden from Texas, and then there's one other receiver.
Yeah. Oh, Emeka Buka. He'll go on the last.
And he killed a dude in a car, like just in an accident.
Yeah, it was a hit and run. He got out.
Reckless driving.
Yeah.
I mean, Stallworth got like 30 days for that.
Yeah, like if you all you have to do,
Leonard Little straight up drunk drove killed a lady.
Yeah, all you really have to do is say that you had excited delirium and you fled the scene because you didn't know what the fuck was going on, and you're gonna get in trouble. Yeah, but it wouldn't upend your career or ruin your life. You don't have to go on the run and kill yourself.
Seems like it was a simpler solution.
There was a lot of charges though. I forget what it was, but there was a bunch of felony charges that would have added up to
the stack of charges stuff. If you got a good lawyer, those get thrown out immediately. Yeah, that's nonsense.
Yeah, but a bizarre story, man, and then.
Well, he ran one last route.
He sure did, Bob, and I'm glad you said that, not me. Tune in to Drinking Bros Fake News. We'll be live here in about 10 minutes on Drinking Bros Podcast Patreon. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Don't forget to rate this show a 5-star and leave a quick review on iTunes. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.